Hiya, Thomas, how are you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Can I get your reaction on the breaking news that Nigel Pearson is going to be the long-term manager of Bristol City?
So, is that a question?
Yeah, what's your reaction?
What's my reaction? Yeah, obviously it's positive for everyone around the club and within the club that we know who's going to be our manager before the pre-season starts, so it's going to be all in a normal way of having pre-season and start of the season, and yeah, for him it's also good that he can start building the team already and not being uncertain. So yeah, I would say all positive.
Yeah, what's he like to work with? How have you found him as a coach up at the Robins High Performance Centre?
Well, it's really interesting to work with him because obviously he brings a lot of experience, so he might bring some information that you've never heard about or some tactical points that you've never thought about. So yeah, it's a really breath of fresh air to get someone like him to teach you or to give you advice how to become a better player. So yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit more experienced, isn't he, than the last couple of obviously head coaches, Lee Johnson and Dean Holden. Is that something maybe the players recognise, that he's maybe got, yeah, he's been through a bit more, he can maybe add a little bit more? Is that not really a factor?
Obviously, in the long term, it might be, or it will be a factor, probably. But just because we got someone more experienced doesn't mean that that the previous managers weren't good enough. So I would say having someone experienced maybe will affect it will affect loads of points in our game that weren't affected before. But like I'm saying, it doesn't mean that the previous ones weren't good enough.
And what's the reaction of the squad, Thomas, in terms of Nigel Pearson being appointed on the longer term? Are they all happy? They're all going to be delighted, I guess, that this is finally all settled now?
With all the respect, I think everyone took it as a normal thing. You know, we were taking him as a manager already, and we weren't even thinking of having someone else the next season. So I believe just what we counted on happened. So yeah, I think there wasn't much reaction from the boys or from what I've heard. We took it just as it is, and probably just in a natural way, because we wanted him to stay, and we were counting on him for the next season anyway.
Yeah, sure. Just talking then generally about this season, obviously not gone to plan. In your opinion, why is that mainly?
Well, if I knew the answer to that question, I think we would address that much earlier and turn it around. But at the moment, obviously the results are nowhere near good enough to even talk about, let alone to be proud of. And yeah, it's been frustrating, and sometimes it's a combination of loads of small things that accumulate together, and then you struggle to get your way out of it. And as you can see, like for example, last two games might just sum up our season, when we know that we are good enough, but we just couldn't hold on to it, you know, couldn't keep the performance flowing for 90 minutes. And yeah, in this league, if you can't play, or if you don't perform for 90 minutes, you're gonna get punished at some point. So yeah, when the results were looking okay, we got punished because we didn't hold on to them. And sometimes when it didn't go to plan, we got more points out of those games than when we were actually doing well in the game. So all I'm saying is all about game management and bringing the best out of each other and helping each other on the pitch actually communicate. And it doesn't have to be, doesn't always have to be either positive or negative. It has to be a combination of both. But yeah, I could sit here and tell you all the small things and maybe not even be right. So it's really difficult to pinpoint what went wrong. Obviously, apart from the result, that's pretty clear. But yeah, I can't really point the finger at specific area or at specific point that went wrong, and that I can easily say that's the cause of our season not going well.
How big an impact have the injuries been, Thomas? Because I remember speaking to you near the beginning of the season, and there were a lot of people out injured then. And we were talking about that you were going up to the Phelan training ground, and it was difficult to see if a player's name had come off the whiteboard at the Phelan training ground because there were so many on it. So obviously that's one of many factors. I'm not just saying that one, but how big a one is that?
Yeah, I don't want to find excuses, because every club's got an injury list. Ours was way too long, and sometimes it's just unfortunate. Sometimes you could have done something about it, but you didn't. But that's all on us. And yeah, obviously, if you've looked at the squad before the season, then I wouldn't say that there were many stronger squads in the league, you know, obviously apart from the clubs that got relegated. But as it went, you know, when you've got 7+ players from the first team injured per game or not available for the game for, let's say, 30 or 35 games out of 46, it's going to affect you whether you want or not. And that's not me finding any excuse. It's just a fact. You know, like when at your work, when out of your 10 people group, 8 of them will be out sick, it's going to be difficult for you to actually do your job properly. So it's similar with us. So yeah, it's not an excuse. It's a fact how much it affected us. Well, probably a lot, but yeah, we had to deal with it, and we didn't deal with it well.
Yeah, I was going to say it must be a frustration for you, because it is unfortunately one of those things that happens in football. But obviously, you've got, as you said there, such a great squad, and that probably would be right up there if everybody could play, but they haven't been able to for long periods for whatever reason. We spoke to you earlier in the season, I think, when after Dean Holden had left the club, and you had some very, very strong words about basically the players getting the most out of themselves and basically trying to get some better results. And what have you learnt yourself this season, Thomas? Because as captain, I guess you'll have been at the centre of everything. What do you take away most from this season?
Ooh, it's a difficult question to answer. To be fair, well, what can you take out of the season when nothing really goes your way? You might feel good about yourself from most of the games, but it's not individual sport. You know, you're playing for the team, and it doesn't really matter how well you're playing or your teammate is playing or any of us. It's always going to come down to the team. And that's probably actually the answer to your question, because it just proved that this game is more of a team game than any other. And it can't be that one performs at his best 3 times out of 5, the other two times out of 5. It has to be 4 games, 10 players will perform out of the best or their best, and then we can say, yeah, the team can do well. So yeah, out of this season, I can't really take much because apart from, I don't know, 40 games played, yeah, that's nice on a CV, but not when you look at the results. So yeah, it taught me that you have to be a team player and you have to give everything for the team, because if you're gonna think just about yourself, it's not gonna bring you results.
Yeah, results obviously have not been good recently at all, and Nigel Pearson has questioned at times some of the senior players and saying that he's needed to bring in the young players at times to almost get a reaction, or because maybe they've been better than some of the senior players at times as well. Is that a fair criticism? Is that something you recognise?
I didn't hear that comment, and obviously he's got the right to have opinion, and at the moment obviously nobody's performing well, so it doesn't really matter if you're a senior or a youngster or less experienced. Let's not call the boys youngsters, but yeah, he's right. As seniors players, we should be able to step up when things don't go well, and we haven't been doing it often enough to actually change the fortune in our way. So yeah, if it was meant in that way, then I agree. If it was meant in any other way, I don't know. I would have to actually know what was meant by that.
And just on yourself, Thomas, how do you rate your own performances at the moment? Obviously, with the way we know football is today, everybody has their own opinion, and they put it on social media. Some people have questioned your performances of late. Would you accept that at all?
Like, it's again difficult to answer because I can rate myself, but I'm not going to rate myself publicly. I'm the best critic of myself, you know. Like, if somebody else wants to tell me I played bad, they can, but probably by the time they tell me that, I'll know it myself. So it's going to be basically pointless comment. And yeah, so if they want to question my last performance or last two, trust me. Especially the last performance, I know it myself that I didn't play anywhere near good as I should have. And but obviously, if that sums up my season, then I'll probably don't agree with that. But like I'm saying, I'm not gonna rate myself publicly, and definitely not in front of anyone else, because everyone's gonna have their opinions, and obviously if there is someone who understands football and the position I play, but it doesn't really matter if it's about me or anyone else, they would look at the performance maybe from different perspective than people who just watch it from the sofa, you know, and or like that they were playing football as a hobby. So it's always going to be area that's going to be spoken about, whether the players think that they're playing well compared to what the fans think. And again, we can be here talking about it, and I can be explaining what are my point of view and my performance and what is my perspective, and I can be listening to the fans what their perspective is, and I get their frustration because they've got the right to be frustrated, and yeah, we haven't done this season much for them to be proud about us.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure a lot of them recognise and appreciate your honesty always, Thomas. And just want to ask you, in terms of the future and everything, what do you think this team needs to be able to make that step up to the top six? Obviously, it's been a few years now. The club is trying to get into the Premier League. Not too far away the last couple of years. Obviously this year has got back a bit. You've got promotion on your CV, you know what it takes. Where does the club need to go from here to make that jump?
Again, it's it's not for me to say what needs to be done. Obviously, there are loads of things behind the scenes that need to be dealt with. One of them was knowing the certainty of the manager that's been sorted, and loads of other things. You've got loads of players running out of contract, so obviously at the moment people might be questioning like who's going to be in the team, who's not going to be in the team. So obviously that it's none of my business, but just my opinion is that needs to be sorted out as well, and then bring maybe some additions, but again it's not my business anyway. So we just need to create a team that's gonna be fighting for each other. We need to work as a team all the time and actually accept responsibility that we're not representing just ourselves, but much more than that, like the club, like the fans, like the city, and the area in general.
Sure. Just final question for me, Thomas, and it's not Bristol City related actually, but I just wanted to ask you about Euro 2020 or 2021, I forget what it's called now. But how important is that tournament to you coming up? And obviously, you played England in a friendly, didn't you? And maybe it wasn't the best game for you. Did the guys mention that? Was that the one where you scored an own goal? How big is that tournament? How important is that tournament for you coming up?
I'm not really sure why it's relevant to bring a game from 2 years ago when I scored an own goal, when I played many other games for the national team in a qualies and we won. So not sure if me scoring own goal in Wembley and losing against England is relevant to that question, but for me, really, it is important tournament, you know, like there is no question about it. There will be the most or the best players in the world, and I want to see and compare myself to them or against them. And yeah, it's going to be, I've never been to Euros, so it's going to be another experience, another thing on my CV that I can be proud of. So yeah, I'll take it as an honor to represent my country, and hopefully we'll get further than everyone expects us to go to. So yeah, it's going to be interesting, and even if it goes down just to the three games in a group stage, playing against England, Croatia and Scotland in a group, especially for me in Scotland and in London, really, really nice, and really nice touch to it. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to it.
Sure. Yeah, apologies, maybe I should have explained that question a bit more, that obviously with the Czech Republic being in England's group, and how you faced against England previously in the past. And but anyway, good luck with that tournament then, Thomas, and thanks as ever for fronting up.
No problem.
Hi, Thomas. So yeah, first of all, I mean, we've not spoken before, so nice to meet you, even if it is over a computer and not face to face.
Nice to meet you too.
I just wanted to go back firstly to the news about Nigel and his appointment long term. I just wondered, you know, he's got a bit of a reputation, I think it's probably fair to say, as a bit of a serious character. I wondered what your impression of him is since you've been working together as a person and not so much as a football manager.
He is a serious person, that's true. But as a manager, I think you need to have a bit of seriousness in you. And that creates respect and natural respect for him. And I'm sure that he's got it from the day one, but he's got also funny side to him, so yeah, don't get fooled by him being serious all the time in media. He's got his fun side in him as well, so yeah, it's a nice combination, I would say, 70-30. 70 of seriousness, 30 of fun.
He's talked in the past on these press conferences about how he likes to be able to switch off from football and get out and do other things. Is that something that he's talked about with you guys as players at the training ground or anything like that, you know, what he's up to and things?
I don't know what he's up to, but I don't really believe that it's quite possible for us players and managers to, like, just easily switch off from football. Who can do it is really lucky person, because even though I'd like to say it as well, yeah, I can easily switch off from football, but actually I can't. Mostly I say it but never do it, and as much as he might be able to do it, I don't really think that it's quite possible to switch off completely. But yeah, if he can do it, and if he's got something in his mind that he's doing to completely switch off, I might have to knock on this door and ask him what is that.
Sure. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about was this big social media boycott that's starting tomorrow afternoon. Obviously, Bristol Sport have announced that Bristol City and the Bears and the Flyers are all going to be taking part. I just wondered, first of all, what your opinion is on the decision to have such a larger boycott than has ever happened in the past.
Yeah, obviously it's difficult for any of the lads on social media. Obviously, I haven't been abused, and if somebody thought that they've abused me, they failed miserably. So, in my opinion, obviously there are people that are being abused, and even the comments that might be nothing to someone might be a lot to someone else. And it keeps on happening, and nobody's doing anything about it. So do something about it is just the start. I'm not saying that this is gonna get rid of everyone who's verbally abusing people completely, but you have to start somewhere. We've done it earlier. It was it was 24 hours. Obviously, it hasn't changed much since then, even though it might have helped. Now maybe 3 days or whatever it is, 4 days might help much more, because it's gonna affect many more people, it's actually correct, and companies and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, maybe it will open eyes of people that were pretending to be blind.
You said you've not been abused, but have you ever gone on social media after a game and noticed people commenting on your performance? You know, what's your experience of being on social media yourself?
Yeah, well, Adam, there is a fine line in between overstepping what is your opinion, because everyone is entitled to have their opinion, and if they think that I'm really bad player, there's nothing stopping them from telling me that. And if I don't want to be seeing it, I shouldn't be on the social media. So I have to look at it that way, because if I don't want to see that, I shouldn't be going there, because it's a social platform and people can have their opinions, as long as it's normally worded. It's not attacking anyone's family, anyone's personality, anyone's feelings, because us as a footballers, we need to accept criticism, especially when it's correct, you know. So I'm not the right person to actually make any philosophical statements about it, but yeah, it needs to, people that want to abuse people need to know how to word it for them, or for it to be acceptable, because there is difference between abuse and saying your opinion. And I think that's the main point that's causing the problem, because like I'm saying, there is a fine line in between.
Sure. And just last one from me, obviously in terms of City players and racial abuse, you know, Famara's faced abuse in the past. I've spoken to Jay De Silva about issues before. In your role as captain, have you felt the need, have you ever taken on a role, if you like, of helping to support them and players in general across the club?
Again, it's, yeah, at the start, I was obviously doing it, like I'm saying, I've never been racially abused, because obviously insulting white people is something different, in my opinion. But I've been taking the knee and supporting the boys at the start, to show them my support in general. Obviously, taking the knee didn't really affect the way of racial abuse was and is, as everyone expected. So, yeah, at the moment, I'm supporting, or I'm being. It's difficult. What can I say? To actually get it right, I'm being the best version of myself, of not being racist in any way, and I've never been, and I'm not, and I'm never will be, or I'm never going to be, and I think that's the best way to be, and to show that, to be the role model. You know, I'm not gonna accept it when I hear it. And yeah, I think that's gonna actually help much more than taking the knee, in my opinion.
Sure. Thanks for your time, Thomas. We'll leave it there. Good luck for what's left of the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you.